Kristen Butterfield, and I'm with the Brunswick Youth Development Initiative, which is an umbrella under Sheraton County Community Foundation. We started this a few years ago when we saw the need to replace the playground equipment at Harry Memorial Park, which is the Brunswick City Park. That equipment was 70 years old and unsafe and not very usable. So we formed this group to tackle that project, and we ended up getting a grant for that and getting all the playground equipment replaced. So we kind of have moved on to the next phase of renovation at Herring Park. That will be restoring the old tennis courts. They were originally constructed in 1964, and it's a double tennis court, and it was kind of a hangout spot back in the day and was highly used for probably 40 years, but it's so dilapidated and it has not been able to be used for at least the last 10 years. And then when the 2019 flood hit, one of the tennis courts was used for flood debris with the FEMA excavation of some of the debris from the flood. And so now it is unusable and unsafe because there's some debris left up there, shards of glass, just things that makes it completely unusable. So that's our next project, is to tackle that so that there can be an outdoor play space kind of for some of the older kids and the adults in our community. I think it's vital. We don't have anything available for preteen, teenage age group, and we have lots of teams and sports teams that are kind of trying to get started, and there just isn't places to practice. There isn't places to meet outside of the school. So having this outdoor place that's accessible 24/7 to anybody who would see fit to use it, it'll just bring a whole nother dimension to what we have to offer in our very rural community. I kind of just jumped into saying that we needed to do something at the playground, and I was just kind of really overwhelmed by the community support that came in for that. People just said, hey, I want to donate my time. I'm going to bring equipment. I'm going to donate money. I think there was just such a need that when we started having a formal organization that could be funneled through, the community support was just so overwhelming and so generous that we were like, okay, at first we were just going to replace the swing sets. And then we're like, oh man, we could do the whole playground. And then the community support has just stayed so steady that we're like, hey, we could really make a big difference. And we started tackling bigger projects. Right now, the big push is we have applied for a State Farm Neighborhood Assist grant. They only accepted 4,000 submissions, and it was nationwide. And then we have been selected in the top 200 out of that 4,000. Now it is based on an online voting, and 100 of those 200 causes will be selected for a $25,000 grant. We have a 50-50 shot at this point, which is great, but with it being an online voting submission, we're a more rural area. So obviously, our voter base is not as large as some of the more urban communities. We are really trying to get everybody as involved as we can. You know, we have seen huge community support, and we want to keep that going. We want to show them that our small communities can compete with these bigger communities and that we have the support to get this online voting going. The online voting opens on April 27th, which is Wednesday, and it runs through May 6th on that Friday. So we have a 10-day voting period, and it's all online voting. So the website to go to is www.neighborhoodassist.com/entry/204-3240. And that's our unique URL that will take you right to our cause. You can also go to neighborhoodassist.com and search by state. And in Missouri, we will be the top cause because we fall alphabetically as Brunswick. The voting happens in that 10-day period. Like I said, you have to be 18 years and older to vote. Anyone across the nation can vote. So we're hoping to get the word out, anybody out of state, anybody out of our small community that can spread the word, anybody can vote. You can vote 10 times per day per email address. You can really accomplish a lot by spreading the word and getting it out there with everybody to use their email to log in daily to get those votes going. The Brunswick Youth Development Initiative also is taking donations towards this project. We have had some fundraisers and worked on local fundraising as well. The great thing about donations is that with our umbrella under Sheraton County Community Foundation, that is a 501c3 corporation, and so you have the opportunity to make the tax deduction donations to the group because it will be filtered through the Sheraton County Community Foundation as a not-for-profit. Donations can be mailed directly to the Sheraton County Community Foundation with the memo in it that it is to be used for the Brunswick Park improvements or the Brunswick Youth Development Initiative. Or they can be mailed to Brunswick City Hall. Either one of those places will then get the donation to Sheraton County Community Foundation. There is a Sheraton County Community Foundation website, and they also have a presence on Facebook.